Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of statistical arbitrage.
Exciting. Can you break down what statistical arbitrage actually is?
Absolutely. It's about exploiting market inefficiencies revealed by statistical analysis. Think of it as spotting a forecasted imbalance rather than a readily apparent one.
Got it. Like predicting where the market's heading instead of reacting to current conditions. So how does this play out in practice?
A common example is pairs trading, which leverages concepts like stationarity and co-integration.
Whoa, hold on, stationarity?
Right. Imagine a time series, data points over time, where each point is drawn from the same probability distribution with identical parameters. No trends, just consistent behavior. That's stationarity.
So like white noise?
Exactly. But looks can be deceiving. We need tests like the augmented Dickey Fuller to confirm stationarity.
And why is this so crucial for trading?
Because many financial models assume stationarity. Ignoring it leads to unreliable results.
I see. So what about this co-integration thing?
Co-integration is when a linear combination of non-stationary time series becomes stationary. In simpler terms, if I can add, subtract, and scale a set of price series to make them stable, they're co-integrated. It's like explaining one series' randomness with another's.
So you're hedging the instability?
Precisely. This forms the basis of pairs trading. You find two related assets, create a stationary spread by combining them, and then bet on that spread reverting to its mean.
Interesting. Is this relationship between assets typically straightforward?
Rarely. Real-world data is messy. You need tools like linear regression to estimate the optimal combination for the spread.
And you mentioned rolling regressions. Why is that important?
Because relationships between assets change over time. Rolling regressions help keep your model current and accurate.
So this involves constantly updating the mean and standard deviation too.
Absolutely. You need a dynamic picture to make informed bets.
It sounds like there's a lot of nuance to this.
Definitely. But the core idea is about leveraging these statistical relationships to gain an edge. The more independent bets you make, the better your chances.
But how do you ensure these bets are truly independent?
Good question. You analyze things like covariance and other risk metrics to build a diversified portfolio.
This is fascinating stuff. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Remember, the key to success in statistical arbitrage is continuous research and adaptation. The market's always changing, and you need to stay ahead of the curve. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.